Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring three men of Motown from the 1970s. We'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and The Temptations. Well, first up this half hour, the second number one song that Marvin Gaye ever had. The first was I Heard Through the Grapevine, and the second was Let's Get It On. Well, during his tenure at Motown, Marvin had 34 chart singles on his own. He had 15 more in duets with four different Motown female stars over an 11-year period. He started with Mary Wells with a double-sided hit in 1964, and then moved on and had a couple of hits with Kim Weston, his most famous being It Takes Two. Well, Marvin's most successful team-up was with Tammy Terrell. Unfortunately, their partnership had a tragic ending. During a 1967 performance in Virginia, Tammy collapsed into Marvin's arms. She was reportedly suffering from a brain tumor, and she died 3 years later in 1970. While Marvin's final Motown duets were with Diana Ross in 1973 and 1974, resulting in two more singles. Well, here is Marvin on his own with the second number one song, right here on Motown Memories.
Yourself to me can never be wrong if the Mountain of Motown Memories from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory with Marvin Gaye, I Want You, that reached number 15 from 1976. And we started with Marvin's second number one, Let's Get It On, number one from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the men of Motown from the 1970s. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder's number one song, Sir Duke. Well, Sir Duke was the second single from an album called Songs in the Key of Life, and it was the latest in a series of musical acknowledgments to his heroes, the first being his hero Wes Montgomery, a legendary jazz guitarist. While Sir Duke was a tribute to Duke Ellington, otherwise known as Edward Kennedy Ellington, the jazz genius who gained fame at the Cotton Club in Harlem during the 1930s. Well, Duke Ellington passed away in 1974, and Stevie's single also paid reverence to other important forerunners before him, Count Basie, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald. Well, Sir Duke was the highest new entry on the Hot 100 for the week ending April 2nd, 1977, coming in at number 74. When it made number one 7 weeks later, it was the second consecutive number one single from that album called Songs in the Key of Life, and it was the sixth chart topper of Stevie's career. Here is Sir Duke, right here on Motown Memories.
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Now, with a dozen roses, them your love. Don't hold back your feelings. You don't need a reason when it's straight from the heart. I've heard so many say that the days of romance are no more, and people falling in love is so old-fashioned. But waiting on May, the day they away, hiding need to fulfill their heart's desire for love's passion. Send her your love with a dozen roses. Make sure that she knows it with a flower from your heart. Show him your love.
Motown Memory with Stevie Wonder, Send One Your Love, that reached number 4 from 1979. And we started with that number 1, Sir Duke, number 1 from 1977. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we're featuring this half hour, three artists, the men of Motown from the 1970s. Well, coming up, the last of the three men this half hour, the Temptations, with their fourth and last number 1 song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, although this song wasn't originally their song, it was recorded a few years earlier by another Motown artist called The Undisputed Truth, the Temptations have made Papa Was a Rolling Stone an integral part of their repertoire. While lead singer Dennis Edwards remembers being upset the first time he heard the lyrics, the lyrics being it was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember, because that was the day my daddy died. Well, Edwards' father, a preacher rather than a Rolling Stone, had passed away on the 3rd of September, and the singer found the words upsetting. Well, this was purely coincidental, but Dennis admits now that he hated the record when he first heard it, but he changed his opinion later. The fact that it won a Grammy didn't hurt. Well, here it is. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memory.
the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
What you say, that Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Temptations' last number one, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number one from 1972. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. The first half hour, we featured 3 women artists from the 1970s, and this last half hour, we featured 3 men artists from the 1970s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find links to hear about some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.